And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of advertising exec-turned-writer Eileen Beckerman, born in Manhattan, 1935, who did not begin her writing career until the age of 60, and even then became a published author almost by accident. She had written and illustrated a book for her five children, Something to Remember Her By. She said, "My purpose was to say things to my children one doesn't have the time to say. I wanted them to know I wasn't always their mother. I was a girl. I had best friends. We did stupid things together. I was on a bus with my friend once, eating dog bones so people would look at us. I wanted them to know." She took the book that she had written down to the ad agency that she owned to use the photocopy machine there, and she put the copies in big red binders with illustrations that she had sketched in plastic sheet protectors, and she handed them out to her children and a few close friends, and she was done, or thought she was. But the cousin of a friend got hold of one of the binders and sent it over to Algonquin Books, and pretty soon they were calling her about publishing the thing. Beckerman said they offered her an advance that had a comma in it. I think I fainted. The book came out in 1995. It was called Love, Loss, and What I Wore, the story of growing up in Manhattan in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, accompanied by drawings of the clothes that she was wearing during that time. When the book came out, bookstores weren't sure whether to market it as memoir or fashion, but it's now sold over 100,000 copies. Beckerman said that clothes were the least important part of her book, which she considered a memoir. The book containing advice from her grandmother who raised her, such as, "If you have to stand on your head to make somebody happy, all you can expect is a big headache." It's the birthday of psychologist Erik Erikson, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1902, who argued that the human life cycle could be understood as a series of eight developmental stages and that each had its own crisis that must be overcome before you can move on to the next stage. For adolescents, the crisis is figuring out who you are and what you want to do with your life. And that's where the term identity crisis comes from. And it's the birthday of the great master of the Japanese haiku, Kobayashi Issa, born in Kashiwabara, Japan, in 1763, who by the end of his life had written over 20,000 haiku. Here's a poem for today by Annie Lightheart, entitled The Second Music. Now I understand that there are two melodies playing, one below the other, one easier to hear, the other lower, steady, perhaps more faithful for being less heard, yet always present. When all other things seem lively and real, this one fades, yet the notes of it touch as gently as fingertips, as the sound of the names laid over each child at birth. I want to stay in that music without striving or cover. If the truth of our lives is what it is playing, the telling is so soft that this mortal time, this irrevocable change, becomes beautiful. I stop and stop again to hear the second music. I hear the children in the yard, a train, then birds. All this is in it and will be gone. I set my ear to it as I would to a heart. The Second Music, a poem by Annie Lightheart from Iron String, published by Airlie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.